Hexagon. Hexagon Radio Show. Hey, and you, all you have to do is actually go on the BBS radio show schedule, go down to my show, connect the dots, click on the name of the show, and that takes you to the link. It takes you right to the CD Baby Music Store, and you can buy that song. The guitar part that starts the show, that is the giant guitar solo at the end of the song called I Want You to Be My Idol. Well, hey, what's it? St. Patty's Day. It was St. Patty's Day. Hey, in New York here, we're in the next day already. Out in Cali, California, and other parts, Rocky Mountains, you are still celebrating St. Patty's Day. Who was St. Patty? I don't know. But what's the rumors going around? No, we can't call it St. Patty's Day anymore because that's racist. Yep, can't call it St. Patty's Day anymore because that's a racist statement. It leaves everyone else out, you know? It's only good for the Irish people, but no, you can't say St. Patty's Day because that's a racist statement. That's almost as ridiculous a statement as a woman was on TV the other day, and she was talking about, she was being interviewed, and she's saying, well, no, we can't use the word man anymore because that's racist. It's derogatory towards women. Can't use that word. I don't know which what to replace it with, but what a ridiculous conversation that was. The interviewer tried to make a joke about it. You know, he'd say, "Well, who gets to decide what we want?" He says, "Suppose I say I don't like the name of your college, and we can't use that anymore because it's a racist name. We can take this to beyond the stars, and while we're talking about planets, I guess." Beyond the Stars. One of the guests on the last show preceding this, if you happen to be listening to the last show, they're talking about the moon. And, you know, the size of the moon, the fact that it rings, but there's a lot more pieces to the puzzle here that I'd like to add. First of all, ringing doesn't necessarily have to mean a hollow chamber. You know, there's real artifacts right on the face of the planet Earth here. Things called like the ringing rocks. Throw a rock at a ringing rock, giant ringing rock, and it rings. Has to do with the crystalline structure inside the rock. So crystalline structures can cause rings. You know, if you've ever seen a toning bowl or heard it, it's made out of, you know, crystal, quartz crystal toning bowl, well, the ring carries out. So there's, might be a combination of both things. Maybe there's small underground areas with crystal walls. It could be a lot of reasons. So we can't just jump to the gun on that one, but, you know, it could be a hollow too, but it's not totally hollow. And, nobody wants to include the information from the fifth apocryphal revelation. I mean, I just don't believe this. I begin to think I'm the only one who came across this information, though I came across it because I used to start talking to people about crystals and the things I discovered in the wilderness, and they all told me, you want to read this. So I went and read it, and man, I don't know how everybody can avoid this. We're talking about celestial authorities from the higher realms, you know, even beyond the Galactic Federation. And they shared so much information with the human race over 80, 85 years ago. It's unbelievable. They gave us the whole history of our section of the universe, how the solar system started from the universal records. Yeah, it's all known up there in the higher realities. They know how the Earth formed. They know about the moon, too. And so I just want to add this little bit of information in, you know, to maybe put an end to all this guesswork and conjecture, because the universal records say that when the solar system formed, there were 12 planets, and yes, the moon was a planet the same size as the Earth. So, over 4.5 billion years, it just so happened the Earth collected more garbage flying through space and increased in mass. So there's the story. No, it wasn't towed here by the Star Trek Enterprise and left as an artificial world. No, it's made from the same source material as the Earth. It might be a little different in certain ways, but that is the real deal. Unless you want to argue with the universal records, then I choose to believe it, because it all made quite a bit of sense. It also explains the asteroid belt, too, where tidal forces split apart the planet that got too close to Jupiter, and then it got bursted. Plus, the universal records say the exact opposite of what the scientists are trying to tell us, or maybe something's been done to change the situation in the last 80 years. But they, universal records, as of 80, 85 years ago, the moon was inching towards the Earth a quarter inch every year. Meanwhile, the scientists of today are telling us that they're all saying the same thing, that the moon's moving away. And the reason I mention it is that because the universe, the real high-tech sciences that know the sciences beyond Earth science, the ones we see in the science fiction movies, they clearly informed in these revelations 80, 85 years ago, they informed the people of Earth that the moon moving a quarter inch closer to the Earth every year, eventually it'll only be 11,000 miles away, and at that point it will break apart and form an asteroid belt around the Earth. Now, I've just revealed some very important information, and if anybody disagrees with it, well, they need to go start looking and see what has been revealed by the higher celestial beings to the people of Earth. You know, there's a lot of important information there that's just being ignored and overlooked. And, hey, I'm just bringing more information to the table. That's what I do. I connect the dots, and this is an educational show. And I like to add on to what other people talk about, because there's always more pieces to the puzzle. The more you look, the more pieces you'll find. And, hey, if you listen to the show before, you know I jump from one thing to another because there's just so much to talk about. Been looking at the ambulances riding down the street lately. Well, you know, with the U.S. Army, that misled everybody when they came up with their symbol, with the medical symbol with the two snakes twined around the rod. That was the rod of Caduceus. That's not the good one. The real medical snake emblem only has one snake around the rod. And it's called the rod of Asclepius. Look into it. You know, we're always being deceived, or we're always, you know, human beings are being ignorant. But, you know, this is important information because we want to get things right. We want to be talking the truth. Hey, I don't know, is this good news or bad news? The ascension window for the whole planet supposedly ends on July 7th. 2025. Well, it doesn't give us much time, and as the Pleiadians tell us, we're not ready yet. We got to project more love into our collective consciousness, which, let me connect something further to, I think one of the famous members of the Beatles, Ringo Starr, has an album out called Give More Love, I believe it's called. There we are, love. Of course, the Beatles, they had their famous song, All You Need Is Love. Hey, love is an important thing. It's easy to give and project. I have a great song about that. It's called It's Easy. I'm talking about it. It's easy to give love, and it's easy, just easy to do it. A lot easier than you think. Again, you know, I recommend, you know, I took the time to put together 23 of the most philosophical social commentary songs ever put together on one album, and I call it Songs Better Than Dylan. Again, go to that and go to the BBS Radio Network, look at the scheduled shows, go down to my show, Connect the Dots, Saturday, 10 p.m., and click on the name of the show. And just scroll down, and you'll come to the CD Baby Music Store. You click on, and you're right there. Takes you right there, and there's my two albums. You know, one is thought-inspiring, well-sung, well-written songs called Songs Better Than Dylan, and the other one is Just Have a Good Time, American Party Songs, great songs, with featuring some of the greatest guitar playing since the 1960s and 70s, something you don't hear on records anymore. If you like awesome guitar playing and tasteful guitar playing too, the you know the trick that the big guys use to control clapping—it's a trick. You know, you ever watch the news and you see a rocket man there in North Korea? He forces everyone to clap their hands. That's how he stays in power. You get to assimilate all that energy. They don't really like him, but they're forced to clap, you know. Probably there's a sign up on the side, clap or die, or something like that. Not to be misinterpreted with another meaning for the word clap. Anyhow, the importance, something's got to be talked about more. Hey, you know the NSA is wasting water in Utah, and of course, the government in Utah sold out, you know, sold out for money in their pockets, bribe money probably. And the data center in Utah where they keep track records of everything everybody says and does, and they just keep it there indefinitely, has a lot of computers that require cooling, and they're wasting good water from Utah. And none of this is necessary, really. It's, you know, the ETs are behind this. Yes, ETs. We don't need the government to tell us ETs exist. We know they exist. We have so many stories and so many people that have met them. And, you know, just, like, put out some welcome signs, you know. Come on down, Pleiadians. Ashtar, come in. You're welcome. Have a good Las Vegas convention for the Galactic Federation. I'll have a little fun with this, but talking about something more serious, the 5G network is being built around everybody right now. The telephone companies are going, telecommunication companies are going frantically putting up the wires. You need to start looking on your telephone poles. Because once they get this up, there's been no safety check of what it can, how it can harm people. But those of us who can think realize that this is some really dangerous stuff. I mean, it's been brought to the attention of those of us who are paying attention that it's not a single broadcasting thing. We're going to have thousands of tiny small antennas in an array system where they all focus on where the call is going to or something like that. So you're talking on your phone. In fact, the thing is so powerful that the new 5G phones apparently have to have a shield in the middle of them to protect the user, but he still has to hold it with his hand, so his hand's going to get a microwave. And so when you got thousands of little antennas broadcasting frequencies, you know, that multiplies the energy charge, and it turns it into a directed energy weapon. And that's going to be going through people. And it's going to go right into your house, you know, because they're putting these things on every telephone pole. And if you're living in a city, it's going to be going right into your house and affecting your health. And this is serious stuff. Nobody's talking about it in government. The telecommunications companies are gung-ho with this. They don't give a crap. Somebody had a video was posted on the internet, and this big important person who gets to make these decisions, he says, we're going forward with the 5G. We're not going to waste time testing. Well, this is the one thing that should be tested because it's harmful to human beings in every way you could possibly think. You know, if you happen to, it's going to make people sick, it's going to give them cancer, and some people will die very quickly, probably. And then you're out in public, somebody has a new 5G phone, you know, we'll be killing ourselves slowly for a short couple of days or weeks or whatever, until many, many people are sick, and then somebody will decide to investigate. But we shouldn't even allow this thing to go up. But they're putting the heavy-duty wires on the telephone poles. They're putting the boxes out up there that are going to be the antenna arrays. And it's just like, it's insane, and it's happening fast. Some of the five neighborhoods already, I think, in the United States have been targeted. And you better get serious about this. This is a serious public warning because your mayors and city councils, they're all brain dead. They don't understand what's going on with this. But if you do, some people have to start talking about this. We're allowing bad people to come in and basically fry us, microwave us in our homes. And it's moving at a fast pace, you know? This has to be stopped by the end of this year because it will be in operation and people are going to start dying and getting sick and getting more cancer. And think of it as if, electrocuting you. Imagine, it's no different, really. In certain ways, imagine they were putting live wires into your house from the 110 voltage. Everywhere in your house, you're getting shocked by these live wires. Well, everywhere in your house, you're going to be bombarded by the 5G network, microwave radiations. And it's been said, like, if you call late at night, to use your 5G cell phone, all the thousands and thousands of little antennas are going to focus on your location, and you are going to be, you'll probably die of a heart attack that night for stupidly making a cell phone call on a 5G network in the middle of the night. Plus, in public, somebody's using your phone, and you're between the tower and the person using the phone, those waves are going to, directed energy waves are going right through your damn body and creating free radical damage, creating cancers. And maybe if you stay in the wrong place for too long, you'll die right there. This is what is going on. It's even worse than the chemtrails. And chemtrails still aren't being addressed either. But I don't know what to say, except, hey, call in to this radio station if you've got a chemtrail or a 5G story to tell. The call-in number here is 888-627-6008. Hey, did I tell you this is a call-in radio show? People have called in at times and talked about really important things. You know, and the real important things is 5G death is coming your way. They're in broad daylight. They're hanging up the wires. And your city is next. No joke, if it isn't already. And nobody is even talking about it in government. And once they set it up and just turn on the juice, you know, people are going to suffer, innocent people. So that'd be interesting if somebody called in and has noticed it. Well, after tonight, you better start looking at the telephone poles. If you got 15 telephone lines and fat ones on your telephone pole, you have too many telephone lines there for regular service of things. And that's a sign there. Plus, they're putting them up. I mean, like wildfire. And if you remember the California fires, directed energy weapons, they were melting cars with those things for fun. You know, you give people sophisticated, powerful toys, and they act like children. Oh, let's just, like, toast some cars to see what these weapons can do. Well, there's a good example of directed energy weapon, and 5G will be a directed energy weapon. That's why they're putting it up. Wake up, people. There's a plan in motion. NWO, New World Order, depopulate the world by 95% of the people. And all of this is part of that crazy plan, chemtrails included. Oh, yeah, and chemtrails. What's new? Well, there's nothing new. We know everything going on already. Aluminum, barium, other bad particles, insect DNA in chemtrails, morgellons, other kinds of artificial intelligence, fibers, and you get to suck them in because they're nanoparticle size. And, you know, taxing your body, and it's nothing but bad stuff. Again, you can't eat snow anymore. The old joke was don't eat the yellow snow. Well, you can't eat any snow no more because it's all been chemtrailed, and it's loaded with barium and aluminum. And if you don't haven't figured it out yet, well, you just go on the internet and see how bad aluminum is. It's one of the worst toxic things that you can get inside your body. And because these are nanoparticles, they can go beyond what's called the blood-brain barrier, right into your brain. No doubt a lot of people with senility, dementia, this is the chemtrails are adding to this. There's going to be increased people suffering from these things. And then all of these bad things, chemtrails, 5G, they all destroy the human living system. They interfere with your DNA. They interfere with the communication of your cells. They bring your body to a stagnating halt where your body can't even heal. I mean, this is nothing but bad, bad, bad. So if you're listening to my voice, understand it's you, the common people, that we have to solve this problem ourselves, because governments have been brainwashed and bribed to do nothing. And they think they're immune somehow because, you know, money blinds the vision of people. And that is the sad story. That is it. But, of course, what else is going on? Mind control, people hearing voices. Yeah, they have this down to a science now. But here's something you probably haven't thought about. You might have heard the term migraine headache. And if you look it up on the internet, you'll see that somehow doctors, or what can we call them, so-called doctors, came up with this thing that, because some people see geometric patterns in their eyes, and it's connected with a headache. So the misinformation came along that, well, if you're seeing geometric patterns in your eyes, you're suffering from a migraine. Well, let me tell you something. Not everyone who sees the geometric patterns gets a headache, and I'm one of them. And it took me a while to figure it out, and I just know I'm right on this one, because I listen to my intuition. When you start seeing the geometric patterns in your eyes, that's your vision being worked on by those who work behind the scenes. How it has to do with getting us ready for the ascension of the people on planet Earth into the fifth dimension, or the fifth zone, vibrational zone. You know, that's a term I came out with. Hey, let me tell you, I wrote the book Connect the Dots Theory, and I put some new ways of explaining things that I think are way better than what's been used before. We've all been hearing about the 5D, the 3D dimensions. Well, I think it's time to get away from the word dimension and use the word zone, because it paints a clearer picture. Whenever we're using the word dimensions, we get caught up with the length, width, and depth. You know, I'm totally against words that have more than one meaning. Great for comedy, but not good for education or truth-telling. So I call them the zones of reality. And I believe I came up with the best explanation to explain this so any regular person can understand. We've heard the zones of stacked vertical dimensions, something like that. That's a good image to use, but stop saying dimensions, start saying zones, because they're frequency zones. Every dimension has its frequency parameters. That's what makes it different from the one below it or the one above it. So in order to go into a higher dimension, we have to vibrate faster, because there are certain parameters to our physical reality where the vibrations end at a certain point. To go beyond, that's why we can't look into the other dimension from this dimension, because there are barriers where the energies are transmuted up and down, depending which way you're going. And in order to see what it looks like in the fifth dimension, you actually have to go there. But let's start calling it zones. The fifth zone of reality is where we are destined to go. The only thing holding us back is ourselves, but we really can't blame ourselves, because we're being over-manipulated by bad ETs. Hey, I don't know why everybody can't put connect the dots with this. That's why I wrote the book, Connect the Dots Theory. It explains why things are the way they are. Well, a simple explanation is creatures from the 12th planet came here 445,000 years ago. Read the book, The 12th Planet. You learn that and understand they enslaved the human race 300,000 years ago, and understand they were the ones who played the false gods, you know, pretended to be gods, because they saw how stupid people were, and they took advantage of that. These are the ones that started all the fake religions. These are the creatures that run the world today from behind the scenes. They run the new world order. Come on. They came here, they had it their way for hundreds of thousands of years, and then all of a sudden, they disappeared? No way. Come on. These are dominant, male dominant. They brought male domination to the earth. You know, that's why we have an unbalance of too much male energy and not enough female energy. It's the damn false gods. The invaders from the 12th planet, that's what they are. We're just a conquered planet. That's why they're behind all the destruction of everything on Earth, because it's not their planet. I mean, come on. Anyhow, I That's why I tell people to read my book, so you get understanding what the big picture is here. They're the ones who run the Illuminati. They're the ones who run the New World Order. They're the ones whose bloodline extends into the ruling families. Yes, they even run the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, and they're still running the whole show with their proxies. They run the banking system. They run the forms of government. Forms of government that we use, republics, you know, America is a republic. It's not a democracy, you know. More lies on top of lies. Hey, if you don't believe me, say the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, to the republic for which it stands. Well, I guess I won that argument. So anyhow, the form of government is it's their invention. That's why it doesn't work, you know, because it's people can't be trusted, nor can evil ETs be trusted. And that's why these representative-type governments never work. They might start out okay, but sooner or later, all it takes is one bad guy to start running the show like a dictatorship. And then the infestation of bad thinking continues. Look at the government of the United States. There's a perfect example. You know, it all sounded great with the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. I mean, look where it ended up, where it is today. Bribe-taking losers who would sell their mother out for another dollar or another vote. And this is where we are today. Dumb idiots who don't even understand that the human race is being destroyed by the 12th planet and other bad ETs that want us dead. And they're not acting on it, you know? It doesn't take much brains to know chemtrails are bad. Yet nobody in government's doing anything about it. It doesn't take much brains to know that 5G network of microwave frequencies is death. And it's all being done right in your face. Right in your face every day. So what kind of pathetic losers do we have in government? To not be addressing this issue. That's why it's up to us, the people, you know, just like with the revolution before there was the United States of America. The common people had to band together and take care of business. I hear it was only 3% of the population. Well, with all the sheeple around today, and the sheeple don't even know they're sheeple, I don't know if we even can muster up 1% of the population to take care of business, but we got to start doing something, that's for sure, because the longer we sit around, you know, they're dusting off the electric chair for us, and they're going to kind of electrify us with the 5G, and they're killing our DNA with the chemtrails and making us weak human creatures when we should be robust and in good health. And the controllers of this world, under the direction of the 12th planet, those evil ETs from the 12th planet, yes, they're evil. They're extraterrestrials. I wish I could give them the message, get off our world and leave us alone. Because they are the biggest cause of all things, you know. And then, you know, we got the other problem with the Luciferian Rebellion. But I clearly point out in my book, and it's something to become aware of, that the 12th planet has done more evil on this world than Lucifer's rebellion could have ever done. Of course, again, the information is out there. You know, Lucifer has been apprehended by the good guys, and he's on trial right now. The devil is still here. It was actually a trinity of evil. That information was given to the world 80, 85 years ago, and nobody's talking about it, you know? Three different creatures, Lucifer, Satan, and the devil, who had another name, but out of respect for the real God, I won't mention the traitor's name, but he became the devil, and he's still here as an invisible spirit being. you know, and they interfere with our lives. But believe me, the 12th planet, they're out to kill us. I mean, they're the ones behind the chemtrails. They are the ones behind the banking system. They are the ones behind the evil governments. They are the ones behind the Illuminati, the ones behind the blood-related ruling families, and all the other bad things. You know, the Luciferian dark spirits, they're just leeches that came to Earth and found, like, oh, man, this is a party zone. The ETs have enslaved the whole human race, and boy, we'll have fun here. So the big enemy is the 12th planet, you know. Sorry, devil, you're in second place. All this stuff is going on, and we can't just sit and watch it happen because, you know, it's like they're going, like, imagine a military unit pulled up in front of your house with tanks, and we're ready to annihilate you, your family, and your house, and just crush it down. Well, this is where we're at now. They're standing at our doorstep with weapons ready to kill us. I'm serious. And they're flying over us with the chemtrails, dropping poison on us. How more serious does it have to get? And then you have the pharmaceutical companies in bed with the doctors and in bed with the surgeons, and their concoctions give you more problems than you had to begin with. And it's all fake medicine. It's not real medicine. It's fake medicine. It's not even medicine. It's fake crap, you know. And they sold you on believing it, you know. And all these bad things happening, and we just can't sit around and let it get worse because they've already notified us they want to kill us, you know. They're displaying the weapons right in front of your eyes, and you're still stuffing your face on the couch potato. What's the latest thing? And you're eating food to contaminate your body more. Recently, talk about, you know, more gallons in the chemtrails, these little fibers that float through the air and you breathe them in. And they can start bad things happening inside your body. Or they kind of get stuck there because they're so small. The fibers are being found in fast food restaurants. You better stop going to the fast food restaurants. They found them at all, basically. Found them in McDonald's. They found them at Burger King. They found them in Subway, too. Mostly in the rolls at Subway. Pulled the chicken, the McNugget apart, and like they found them in there. And so you couch potatoes are sitting home stuffing your face with this. Boy, you're really triply killing yourself. I bet you can't wait for the 5G, and then they're going to microwave you like a piece of fast food. It was. That brings me to the topic of movies. And believe me, there's a lot of good information in sci-fi movies that were warning us for the last 50 years that these things were coming, and now they're here. The movies, yes. Famous movie, They Live. If you haven't seen it, you got to see it. It pretty much sums up where it was. And that was 1988. But there's all other kind of movies that were warning us about things. Sci-fi movies. Let me see. Even some of the episodes. Right now on free TV, you know, I watch free TV because we have so many free stations over here in New York. I go surfing the free TV. They have old episodes from the 60s and the 70s and the 80s. They did shows. Well, back in the 60s, there was this group called the Monkees. They had a TV show, too. They were kind of like, it started off as a make-believe put-together band to kind of like copy the Beatles. So they actually had to record some good music, and they were a very popular band, and they had their own TV show back in the 60s, for those of you who don't know your music history. And there was this Monkees episode on, you know, kind of corny, but I watched it, where they're they're having a conflict episode with Dracula and his vampires. And at one point in the show, Dracula says to his vampires, "We still control them with our thoughts." Well, mind control. Weak-minded people can be controlled by another person, even. But they certainly can control them with all the high technology they have now. And they do that. Guaranteed, the Parkland, Florida shooting, that kid, he was mind-controlled to go do something stupid like that. They probably even mind-controlled him to go out and buy the gun. I mean, it's that sophisticated now. Movies. For a week or so, I'm watching these Monkey episodes, and there's another one. A Monkey episode where they cloned the Monkees to make bad Monkees. And we're talking about the Monkees, the band here, not animals. We just tuned in. And the mad doctor was... it wasn't a mad doctor in this case. It was invaders from another world. Protus Power was a one-eyed plant. And that is what was going on in the Monkees episode, warning us about creatures from other worlds coming here, having the ability to clone us and become imposters and mind control us and then take over our world. This stuff's coming out in 60s Monkees episodes. But back to the movies, you know, there were some serious movies, like talk about cops killing people for no reason at all. Well, there's the Invaders from Space movie from, I don't know, late 50s or something like that. Well, that's exactly what they have going. The invaders come down. They gain control of the minds of the mayors, the government people, and the police. And when somebody tries to find them out and report them to the people that haven't been controlled yet, they send the cops in, and the cops hunt them down and shoot them. Well, there it is right there, predicting that cops will be hunting down people and shooting them. Good people, too. And thinking nothing of it. Don't tell me there's no connection here. Believe me, there's a lot of connections with movies. There's another movie that you'd be surprised. A lot of the stuff's on the internet now. Any movie that's been over 50 years, the copyright's no longer on it. And you can actually see a lot of free movies that are over 50 years old on YouTube. Start looking into it, you'll see. And there happens to be this one particular good one from a British science fiction movie. I think it's 1957 or something. And it's called Quatermass 2, Enemy from Space. What happens? ETs come here. And they set up their own little private environment. I hear there's ETs all over our world. They got their little private environments already. And they start mind controlling. They have the ability to burrow into people and control their mind. And once they gain control of your mind, the person is like a zombie. Sounds like that's what's happened to most of our government people, you know? Hey, it explains that if you think people are badly mind-controlled in this country, you just pay attention to what's going on over in Britain and the rest of Europe. Man, the British government especially, you know, Britain used to be a good country. We used to think of them, you know, civilized world. Well, their government is totally mind controlled. I mean, really. They're making it, they have the thought police there ready. Isn't that insane? No, they have it for real in England ready, where the new law reads, and by their mind controlled parliament put out this new law. Well, if the cops suspect that you had it in your mind you were going to do something, they can arrest you for what they thought you were going to do. Now, if that isn't the thought police, and of course, that's abuse to no end, because anybody can make up anything, you know, about anybody, and then just arrest you under this law. Well, we thought you were going to commit this crime, so we had to arrest you. Insanity. No, it's happening for real now. It's happening for real now. I'm watching this other Sweden, they call it Swedistan now, all the migrants that came in. There's a video posted on three cops, I think they were women cops, in Sweden, try to arrest this one migrant, and he whoops their butt and then destroys their cop car. And they're all backing away from me because he's throwing rocks at them. And he just casually walks away, and they let him get away with it. Now, is that insane or what? Something's going on. Well, anyhow, movies talking about mind control. In fact, there's a whole list of movies where mind control comes in. A lot of them were actually done in the 1950s or early 60s. I'm a sci-fi buff myself, and that's how I know about all these movies. The classic story, the ETs are coming here to take over our world. Well, they've been here for just the 12 planets, they've been here for 445,000 years, so it had already happened, and it's still continuing, and right now they're really in the final stages of really trying to lock us down and take us over. And they're getting away with it because people that are supposed to be defending the human race are not doing their job. National Security Agency, now, I don't know what they're doing, playing tiddlywinks, but they're not protecting us from the 5G directed energy weapons that are going to be on a telephone pole 10 feet from your second-story window. And they're not protecting us from the chemtrails. Who's in charge? Well, I'm serious. The ETs are in charge at this point in time, and they are mind-controlling all the powerful forces in this world, because mind control is a sophisticated tool. Sad, but true. And, watch out for the smart meters. If you have them in your town, that's making you sick, too. Sending out bad frequencies. You know, certain frequencies are just unhealthy. And, of course, all the unhealthy ones are known. Now, supposedly, back to the UFOs, there's so much information out there about other worlds, other types of craft, other types of realities beyond ours. It's sickening that not everybody is making use of the information that's been given to us already, like the architectural planets, you know? They exist. But nobody ever talks about them. Plus, they can make them invisible, too. I hear that there are some of them out not far from the Earth, or somewhere in our solar system. There are some architectural spheres have been moved into position to monitor what's going on here. I wonder what the ETs think of us. I mean, how can these Earthlings be so stupid? I mean, the weapons are being placed right in front of your face, and you're just ignoring it. They're flying planes daily, dropping poison on you that you breathe in. It poisons the earth, kills the trees, taints the water, And it's obviously getting on food, and you better be careful about organic food, you know, because with the chemtrails, the nanoparticles will fall down and get into your organic food. Hey, you got to think about these things. Well, I mean, I'm just, there's just so much to talk about this. But if you got something to say, hey, it's a Coleman Radio Show. You only got 5 minutes left to call in, but the number is 888-627-6008. Call in now, 888-627-6008. Or wait till next week and call in. Anyhow, the reason I tell people to go out and buy my book, this is Connect the Dots Radio Show, and I tell people to buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory, because you'll become a more educated person. You'll understand the signs that are out there, you know, the insignia is what they mean. You can recognize evil by the geometric forms it flag waves, you know, like Scientology. They take the Christian cross and they put an X over it. 45-degree angle, that's the mark of the false gods. That's why Washington, D.C. was built on evil. Only town in the world where all the streets are either northeast, southwest, or northwest, or no streets lined up with real directions. You know, they put them all cockeyed to emphasize that 45-degree angle out of kilter with the true cardinal directions. Yeah, it's known that the universe is built on the cardinal directions. That's right, and everything is looped in with circles and energy flows. All this information is known, but nobody is talking about it except me, apparently. And what can I say except, you know, there's a lot of information that should be being correlated. That's why I wrote the book, Connect the Dots Theory, because I correlate the information that nobody else seems to be correlating. Plus, I invented all kinds of new terms to help us better describe what's going on. One of my favorite ones, plans designed to fail. That's what the human race is following right now, plans designed to fail. You know, we fall for this crap all the time, and we're still following it. You know? And the overseers of mankind, those are all the ETs and other spirit beings that monitor what's going on here. Yeah, something mentioned in the last show about experiment. Yeah, this planet Earth is an experiment in the evolution of life implanted forms. Yes. It's already been explained, too. You know, like, stop looking. The missing, there was a missing link. You know, we've heard about it our whole lives, the missing link. Well, the missing link became extinct long, long ago. So we'll never be able to put that together. But we have the stories told to us by the higher zones of reality that vibrate faster than us. I would remind people, hey, you know, that's how they can come into our world and stay invisible. All they have to do is vibrate beyond the cycles where our eyes can't see beyond that, and they remain invisible. I mean, this is, you know, this is like child's play. And it can be taught and explained to children even. Once you get away from all the fancy words, and that's what I did in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. I got rid of all the fancy words and tried to explain it in simple, plain, easy-to-understand words. And that's the best way. The point of communication is to get the message across. It's not to get your professor to be impressed. Oh, look at all those fancy words you use. When you use words that people don't understand, you're losing your audience. And you're not getting your message across. We should have less big words and limit the words to a lot of smaller ones, and we can explain it with that. Don't tell me it can't be done, because I do it all the time. And my book proves it. And you know, it's an education in itself, my book. And there's only 100 pages of text, but I was able to explain just about everything that's really important, needs an important explanation in that 100 pages of text. Because it's, you know, it's all, there is no filler. And then what's really most interesting about the book is the pictures. I've got the only pictures of the sparkling points of light that hover in the air like fireflies, except they're not creatures. They're focal points of light. I call them the sparkle points of light, you know? Nobody has pictures of this. I got them now, and they're in the book. This is a phenomenon that happens on Earth here. You know, scientists are so busy looking through the telescope, they, like, completely ignored important things that are happening here on Earth. You know, I draw the pictures of the devices they use to abduct people. You know, drop it out of the sky, it's invisible. But you can faintly see it if you're out in total blackness. You'll see an outline. Looks like the dots that you might want to connect. And sparkling points of light, focal points of energy. You only need the points to define an area. You know, that's science. Really, that's why brain pyramids work. But you only need focal points of energy to define something. If you've got four points to define a square and then one at the top center of all of them, you've got a pyramid. And then also, a pyramid always forms an octahedron. As I'm talking to you, I'm looking at a fluorite crystal, which is an octahedron. And it's go to a rock gem store, get yourself one. See, you know, a little bit of the mystery about shapes. And I've said before, you know, crystals, single termination crystals, they're hexagonal. And I've got one with the etched triangle in the face. If there's anyone out there, get in touch with me that has a similar one, because I hear when you put more than one together, they become more powerful, the ones that have the triangle etched in the face. So, anyhow, I hope I've warned everybody what is going on that really needs to be addressed immediately. You know, they've got the weapons pointed at us. They're dropping poison on us. We have to stop this. And government is not going to help us. They're all mind controlled, like in the science fiction movies, or they're all taking bribes to do nothing, or they're all just plain stupid. Take your pick. They're going to be of no help. And what are they doing at CERN in Switzerland? Another something that needs to be looked at. The collider. So anyhow, getting to the end of the show, pass the word along. Start looking at your telephone poles. Start forming groups. We have to stop this one way or another. You know, because we can't allow them to just cook us in our homes while we're sleeping, and that's the plan. You know, and start telling your town mayors not to allow this to happen, and don't take no for an answer. Okay, we're going to the end of the show. You're going to hear the fantastic lead guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Partying Kind?, followed by an anthem off the first song off Songs Better Than Dylan called I Gotta Be Somebody. It's an anthem for everybody who wants to beat somebody. And if you listen to the whole song at the end, you'll hear what appears to be a horse galloping. You decide. Okay, Mr. Engineer, I'm going to do the countdown, and we'll all see you same time next week on BBS, Saturday, 10 p.m. Pacific Time, 1 a.m. Eastern Time. Here's the countdown, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. And without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped to look.